Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the podcast. May not be morning wherever you are, but it's morning for me right now. Sorry for the poor audio quality, but I am recording this walking the dog this morning. I haven't been feeling super well this week. It's Friday right now. Starting to feel a little bit better, but as you can probably tell from my voice, not 100% recovered. Been wanting to do an episode this week, but just haven't quite had the energy to do it. Or the mental acuity to. I probably still don't have the mental acuity to do it, but it's been almost a week. I feel bad. And I had an idea this morning that I want to share with you. And I think I may have shared this in some capacity before, but it goes around members and customers at private clubs. One thing that has always kind of stuck with me throughout my golf career, and I think just customer service career in general, is this notion that somebody that's a bad customer or just rude or has their own way, as people say, a lot of times, like your coworkers, if you're new to a facility, like started a country club, I was like, who's that person, you know? And then they'd be like, you know, what's their deal? What I'm kind of asking is like, well, they sound kind of like a jerk. And a lot of times the response you get is like, oh, you just have to know how to take them, or you just have to like understand, you know, you just have to know how to deal with them. And that, I've never liked that answer, because it basically says like, it's my fault that that person's a jerk and I need to adjust how I react in this world to somebody that is only cares about themselves. So why should I have to adjust my feelings so that somebody else doesn't have to? And that somebody else is like negatively impacting everybody else. So that's something that's always bothered me. So I don't believe in that. I don't subscribe to that. And I think that we can do a lot more at our facilities with calling people like that out. If you have 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 members or people that you interact with on a daily basis or weekly basis or just any basis to where you just kind of dread like, oh, I hope that person doesn't come in today when I'm going to work. I guarantee you that other people, other members are feeling that same thing. They've either interacted with that person in the bar from afar or directly or during a tournament or an event. And a lot of times the fear is, well, if we don't treat that person, it's kind of a jerk nicely, then they'll leave the club. And leaving the club is exactly what you want that person to do. And it's a very hard thing. I'm not saying it's easy to do, but I think that if we're just more cognizant of the fact that it's not your fault, it's not the club's responsibility to adjust to that person, it's actually the club's responsibility to not adjust to that person and be able to have a process for trying to keep people like that that are just mean and just overall create a bad vibe around the facility. We're seeing a lot more companies do this with employees, where even though they're high producing salespeople or whatever, they just create a toxic environment for the other employees, and that's not being tolerated. And having an overall safe and good culture, much more productive than having that one person's production. So a lot more companies are doing that now, and a lot more companies are seeing the results of that. So I just think it's something that translates into the club world as well, to where I just think that at least starting the conversation of saying, you know, I'm not really okay with this, and what do we do about it, and how do we start to fix it? How do we keep people like this out of the club, so that more people that want to contribute positively to the culture of the club and make it a more inviting place for everybody, employees and other members included, is a good conversation to have. I don't exactly have the answer. I think if we start having that conversation openly, then we can make some progress towards making clubs a better place to be. So that's my thought for the day. Thanks for sticking through the poor audio. And I'll be back with another episode soon. You can always email me, jay@pgaj.com, or Snapchat or Instagram, pgajay. Thanks. Talk to you soon.